With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A mass shooting at a Minneapolis Catholic church today. Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara says the gunman at Annunciation Catholic School fired on mass attendees from outside.
During the mass, a gunman approached on the outside, on the side of the building, and began firing a rifle through the church windows towards the children sitting in the pews at the mass. Shooting through the windows, he struck children and worshipers that were inside the building. The shooter was armed with a rifle, a shotgun, and a pistol.
Officials identified the shooter, who killed two children and injured 17 worshipers, as Robin Westman, aged 23. Officials said Westman was found dead in the parking lot from what they believe was a self-inflicted gunshot. Westman legally purchased the weapons, had no known criminal history, and acted alone, according to the Minneapolis police chief. Federal officials referred to Westman as transgender. The director of the nation's top public health agency is out of a job this evening, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
After less than 1 month in the job, the head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has been removed. A statement from the Department of Health and Human Services said Susan Manares is no longer director of the CDC. No explanation was given. She was sworn in on July 31st, less than a month ago, making her the shortest-serving director in CDC history. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Donald Trump's administration is taking control of Washington's Union Station from Amtrak, marking another federal intervention in the nation's capital. This is SRN News. A major medical facility is doing a 180, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Boston Children's Hospital was the first in the nation to open a pediatric gender clinic where kids could get sex change operations or receive puberty-blocking hormones. Now under pressure from the Trump administration and fearing lawsuits from unhappy customers, the hospital is trying to erase history. Gay activists report the BCH has done a thorough purge of its website to remove all references to the surgeries it carried out in the past. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A network of abortion clinics in Maine will not resume getting Medicaid funds while its lawsuit against the Trump administration plays out. The decision against Maine family planning by a federal judge comes despite a ruling last month by a different judge who stated that Planned Parenthood clinics around the country must continue to be reimbursed. This is SRN News. Russian forces break into another region of Ukraine while efforts to end the war remain stalled.
A Ukrainian military official says Russia's invading forces have entered an eighth region of Ukraine, seeking to capture more ground in their three-year war of attrition as US-led peace efforts struggle to gain traction. A Ukraine spokesman for local ground forces tells the AP some Russian troops have entered two villages in the eastern Dnipropetrovsk region, a major Ukrainian industrial center next to Donetsk, where fierce fighting has been taking place. Ukrainian troops are under severe strain as they try to hold back Russia's bigger army. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The top U.S. diplomat in Denmark has been summoned by the government after a report that people connected to President Trump have been carrying out covert influence operations in Greenland. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.